The DNR attempted to pass standards for PFAS last year, but they ultimately failed. Now the agency is once again crafting regulations for the chemicals in groundwater. Residents facing PFAS contamination of private wells say they've been living on bottled water for years. That includes Peshtigo resident Cindy Boyle. The standards could be expensive, but Boyle says doing nothing would also lead to more cleanup and healthcare costs.
If the process stagnates on the economic impact debate, which, by the way, only serves to benefit polluters, public safety remains at risk.
The chemicals have been linked to kidney and testicular cancers. Industry has previously accused the agency of underestimating costs tied to PFAS regulations. The DNR says it aims to finalize its review yet this year. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.